welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's Table podcast. You guys want to go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Eric Jones, otherwise known as Don Conkey.
My name's Johnny, but call me Jonald.
My name is Brian, and you can call me Daddy.
Nice. Classic. So, today the topic is bargain shopping, because I'm a broke bitch and I like to buy some cheap shit. So, my first question would be to you guys, why do you... You guys are bargain shoppers, right? I feel like everybody is to a degree.
Yeah, to a degree, everybody's, you know, bargain shopping.
I prefer it because, okay, I'll put it in the terms of cars. So, there's two upgrades to your car. One does 5 horsepower, the other one does 4. One's $100, the other one's $200. That 1 horsepower isn't really worth my $100, so I say fuck it and buy the cheaper option.
Yeah.
And a lot of it goes like the same with like food and stuff as well. Like shit's gonna taste similar, in some cases better than like say name brand shit. Like I'm not afraid to buy something that has great value on it.
Yeah, there are definitely times where like you want a product because you know it has like superior taste or performance, but there's also, you know, those close substitutes that you can save a lot of money just by buying name brand or buying off brand substitutes.
Darn.
Yeah,
I love me.
Yeah, like I don't always want whales, but they're cheaper than other cheese cracker alternatives.
See, now, like, kind of back to the Oreo thing. Like, I love the ones that have like the multi pack, so it's like some that are golden, some that are just normal Oreos. But I was trying to get the one with the two rolls of golden. The two rows of golden Oreos.
The two rows.
I prefer the golden Oreos. The off-brand Oreos. But, like, I don't know. Like, I prefer Dr. Thunder over, like, Dr. Pepper.
Good old Dr. Thunder.
Yeah.
Never tried Dr.
Thunder. With the side of a Big K. A Big K fan.
Yeah, I like Big K. I really like the, vanilla cola. Hell of a lot cheaper than vanilla Coke.
Mm. Still haven't tried that vanilla orange Coke yet.
I tried it. It was pretty good.
I need to try it.
Now, let's see. When it comes to, like, PC computer parts, not computer parts, per se, like, peripherals, like, keyboard, mouse, headphones, it's kind of give or take for me. Sometimes I'll buy some cheap shit that'll work for me, or sometimes I'll buy like name brand stuff. Like right now I have a Logitech mouse and keyboard, and I like those. I chose those specifically for certain reasons, and I've mostly in the past used like off-brand stuff. Funny enough, I was actually sponsored by one of the companies that I bought for. They sent me free stuff for a little and did reviews of them.
I mean, the thing about like computer like peripherals, when you like buy them, if it doesn't matter if they're off-brand or not, as long as it, you know, works for you and it's, you know, still a good quality and stuff, then what's to say who cares if it's name brand or not?
Yeah,
as long as it holds up for a while, because you're going to be using it a lot.
Like the keyboard that they sent me, I honestly thought about just swapping out my Logitech keyboard, but there's a couple features on the Logitech that I kept it for.
Usually when you're buying stuff for your computer, you get what you pay for, but there are also ways, you know, if the part has the same performance, but it's marked up because it's name brand.
Yeah.
That's just kind of have, you have to have the insider knowledge to know what, and sometimes you have to do a side-by-side test to see which one performs and how much it's going to cost me to buy the name brand rather than the off-brand substitute.
Yeah. Because definitely, like, if you're buying something like decently expensive, like I'd say anything more than like $50, I'd do at least a little bit of research on it. But I'll find myself buying, like, right now, just instance the thing on my desk, I have like off-brand AirPods. I bought them for like 20 bucks, and I'm like, well, they work well enough for me to not spend whatever the fuck AirPods are, like 200 bucks.
Yeah, something ridiculous. Yeah, it's all kind of like what kind of performance you want to. If you're fine with just a little bit of a sacrifice of performance for price, if you're going to save, you know, $180 on headphones, just a little bit less quality, like, I think that would be that'd be worth it.
Yeah.
If you're just going to use them, like, when you're going to the gym or you're just walking.
$100. Once you get over $100, the quality related to how much you're paying doesn't really increase the same. Like, you could spend thousands of dollars on headphones that are just barely better than, like, $200 ones.
But if you're going to drop the money on, like, a good headset, that would require some research first.
Yeah.
Depends on how long you want them to.
Because, like, I bought these headphones. They're Sennheisers. I got them for one hell of a deal anyway. But I really wanted wireless headphones. I accidentally bought wireless headphones once. I was totally against it for the longest time, and I really love them. And I did a lot of research on them, but they're not the best for everything. Like, I wanted them solely for, like, sound quality. So, like, they don't have a microphone. I have to use external microphones, and that's something I was kind of willing to work with.
Yeah.
It's like, for the most part, like, right now I'm using a Blue Yeti, but for the most part, like, I have this little shitty Turtle Beach microphone that I use for everyday stuff.
And definitely I have different things for using every day and then recording.
Now, as far as, like, games, it's kind of an iffy area because there's not necessarily an off-brand game. But there's definitely a lot of, like, lesser-known titles and lesser-known, like, I guess, companies.
Yeah.
So, like, I find myself always buying, like, early access stuff and kind of, like, supporting those people rather than, like, AAA stuff. There's very few AAA titles that I buy anymore. Just constantly stuck in a loop of shitty indie games.
Seems like indie devs are much more willing to put their games on sale, too.
Yeah, definitely.
So you just wait a little while and then...
Yeah, because usually if you buy those big names, they're not going to go below 60 for a while.
Yeah. Nintendo's kind of... Yeah, I was about to say, Nintendo's really bad for that.
Yeah.
Nintendo spends a lot of time on their games, and they make them really well, which is why I don't think they go down too much in value, because it's really hard to find their replacement. But what the Switch is nice is they're allowing a lot of indie games on the platform.
And
I saw that, like, they... like probably a month ago, they just discounted some like 3DS games that are like 5 years old. They like just knocked down the price on those.
Yeah, like I don't know why they re-released. Apparently, they wanted like the 3DS to be like a children's console, and they wanted the Switch to be more for adults or people our age.
That the Switch wasn't going to be that successful, so they wanted to keep the 3DS around so they could fall back on it if they had to.
I don't know. I just thought like 3DS is. Been like dead for a while. I could be wrong.
It's basically they're not.
But they when the remake for Luigi's Mansion came out for that, I was just like, why?
Yeah, I love Luigi's Mansion. It's awesome.
Waiting for that third one to drop.
Yeah. See now, this kind of back onto the hardware side of things, like peripheral stuff. Like the Joy-Cons are so goddamn expensive. Like it was like $80. For brand new, when I can buy a brand new, like, say, like, Xbox controller for 60, and I feel like the Xbox controller is going to last a hell of a lot longer.
Yeah, Nintendo's definitely got an issue with, like, the durability of their Joy-Cons. Like, there are definitely a lot of intricate parts going on. I can get why they're $80, but for $80, they shouldn't wear out as fast as they do, and there's people have a lot of problems with specifically the left one.
Yeah, that's what I had to replace mine with.
Yeah, like, Killian's having issues with his. And
yeah, mine has the connectivity issues where if I'm too far away, just like stops kind of working.
I had like my left joystick go out just from use. They weren't even that old, maybe like a month.
Yeah. Mine were original, but I'm always like very careful with my, you know, obviously with my stuff, and I don't really play my Switch like a shitload. I'm still kind of disappointed that it just kind of went out all of a sudden.
I bought a used Pro controller so that I wouldn't have to use the Joy-Con as much. It was like $50, I think. And it's honestly, it's a really good quality, and it it's gonna stick around for a while. It's not gonna break or anything. It feels really good still.
Yeah,
I've been using it for like a year and a half.
I think it's good to buy used for your if you want like a pro controller.
See, I bought mine new.
Yeah, I didn't want to spend like $70 on it.
I didn't want to, but I needed another controller anyway. So I'm like, well, I'm here. I'm buying new controllers. I might as well buy a pro controller because I've been putting the head off for a while.
I think they're really comfortable to use.
Yeah. No, I do understand why they're so expensive, like the vibration alone, like the HD vibration. Yeah, some of like the best stuff like I ever... The motion stuff, I'm like, I don't ever really use. It's kind of nice on like Breath of the Wild. When you're like aiming, and it helps fine-tune that shot, but...
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's really about all I use it for, too.
Thing that really pisses me off, though, really gets into my skin, is that the new Mario Party is fucking one Joy-Con only.
Yeah.
So, like, I got these big-ass Donkey Kong hands and can't fucking play it because the controllers are absolutely tiny.
Yeah, that turned me off of the new Pokemon, too.
Yeah, hopefully they'll change a little bit of that with the actual title.
Yeah.
It seems like they're not doing the whole, like, throw the ball at the Pokemon thing.
But I feel like we've kind of gone a little bit off topic. But that's kind of...
Yeah, just a little.
Not always a bad thing. But, like, what are some of your guys' favorite, like, bargain stores in general?
I really like Aldi's.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aldi's is top tier.
Yeah, frequent there. Or there's not a whole lot around anymore, but I used to really like Save-A-Lots.
I don't think I ever really went to Save-A-Lots, but I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's pretty much a brighter looking Aldi's. For whatever reason, every time I feel like I walk into Aldi, it's like a very dark color. You just walk in there, it's just like white as shit.
Yeah.
Same stuff. Like, I swear, almost, like, same brands. Similar pricing. There's just a few things that I like, because they always do, like, 10 for 10 deals there. So you can buy, like, I don't know, 10 McNuggets for $10. Or McNuggets 10... Yeah. 10 packs of chicken nuggets for $1. 10 for 10, you know what I'm saying? I like, mix and match shit. But they also have, like bundles on meat. As well, so like you'll buy this big box that's kind of wrapped in like saran wrap for $20. Mm-hmm. You can see what's inside, but it has like ground beef, pork chops, stuff like that. And that's kind of convenient because you just grab that all in one. I mean, it's not great if you like picking out your like steaks or whatever, but it's cheap enough.
Yeah, I like going to Aldi's because usually, like, I've done some meal prep in the past, and you can usually get like about a week's worth of meals eating three times a day. For like $20, that's less than what you'd do if you ate out at like a restaurant somewhere.
Yeah.
If you just take the time to actually cook, it can be worth your time.
Now, I really, I don't know how well you guys are with, you know, like if you guys use a lot of tools, but I'm always at Harbor Freight because there's like that one obscure tool that I'm not going to use that often, so I don't care that it's going to be shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, the fuck did I buy? Spline. I guess they were sockets. Spline sockets. And it's some weird-ass bolt that I never seen before that I ran into changing brakes. And I'm just like, well, fuck. How often am I going to use this? I'm going to spend $5 on a pack of spline nuts or spline sockets at Harbor Freight, use it once, and if I ever need it again, I have it.
Yeah, if it's something for a part like that, you know, you're probably only going to see one time. It's not really investing in a name brand.
And I honestly, like, I was looking for new, I always call them socket sets, but I think the official name is mechanic set. But I was looking into Harbor Freight stuff just because I break a lot of them. I'm really tough on my ratchets. I just kind of bust them, get a rusted bolt, and I crank on it too hard and up breaking the ratchet, and they're not cheap, so I don't try to go super expensive on it.
Do you think if you bought a more quality ratchet that it would last a little longer?
Well, I mean, like, I've used name brand. I used Stanley, Bosch, and I even broke one Craftsman once. A lot of, at work, We use Steelman and I forget the other brand, but man, I've broken at least one of every kind that I've had. So I'm like, why not try? I think they use Pittsburgh or Husky or whatever. Like, might as well give it a try, and if it breaks, it breaks. You know, at least I only spent like $50 on the whole set. Now I have tried the ratchet wrenches, and those are pretty good. Did you guys ever go to like those wholesale stores where they just have like pallets of shit?
Yeah, like talking about like Costco's or.
I was thinking about, we have this place.
Talking about more tools.
This place is like Discount Liquidators. Is this place? They do like bidding on like. They bring in skids of like just return stuff for whatever reason. People bid on those, or they have like returned items from Amazon. And they'll throw them in these tables, and they'll have like sometimes they're like $1, sometimes they're like 50 cents. But sometimes you can find some like gold nuggets in there.
I don't think I've ever been to one of those.
Did a lot of crap though.
Sometimes, yeah, pretty much. It's like a more organized like Goodwill, I guess.
Gotcha.
So like it's new stuff, but it's been returned. But like sometimes you can find some really good stuff. Like I'm big, I have a hard time finding clothes. But they get a lot of big size clothes because no one ever buys them. So they get shipped to stores like that, and that's where I buy them for like $3 for a pair of $40 jeans. So I'm like, okay, I'm down with that.
Oh yeah. You can get good prices on jeans is a good place.
Yeah. That's kind of my thing in general, like bargain hunting for clothes.
I love going to like Goodwill and stuff and just buying like Hawaiian dad shirts.
Yeah. Like off brand shoes and stuff. Like I'm not like a big fashion guy. Like I like to look nice every now and again. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the most expensive pair like clothing item I have would be I have some polo pants that I bought from JCPenney, and those are really nice and they look really nice, but I'm like they're like $60 and I'm not about that life.
You can go to Goodwill or like Salvation Army is even a little bit better about it, like Plato's Closet, and just get like you normally like $100 pair like dress shirts and that people just give away because they either outgrown it or they just don't wear it.
Yeah,
people that have that kind of money to throw away just donate that stuff. You can get it for like $10, not even that.
Yeah, I had a great aunt that her husband was a pretty big guy, and she had some money, and she used to give me a lot of his old clothes. Which I mean, as I grown up to be an adult, I outgrown him. He's an older man now. I don't know how old he is. Probably like 70 something. But
mm-hmm.
used to get a lot of that stuff. It's like I don't mind wearing like hand-me-downs or like cheap stuff. Like I'm just like. Okay, I don't have a whole lot of money anyway. I'm just kind of here to not break the bank on something stupid.
Yeah.
But I guess kind of like another big thing that I run into a lot is I always carry a pocket knife with me. But everybody always shits on me for not buying like, oh, you don't carry like a Gerber or whatever. I don't know, some fancy pocket knife company.
Yeah.
Like I buy a lot of Entech knives. It's like $10 knives, and I can beat the piss out of them, and if they break, I am not out of $50.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. Like, I used to buy really expensive pairs of sunglasses, and then I've, like, ended up losing two pairs of them, and then I'm just out a lot of money that I can get. I've just kind of vowed not to buy expensive sunglasses again, but where I can get polarized ones at, like, Walgreens for, like, $20.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to use them a lot and they're going to get worn pretty quickly. There's just no point in buying more expensive ones.
Yeah. Just like I have a buddy, he buys a lot of like expensive ass shit. Like he always buys name brand like Ray-Bans, he has AirPods. He made fun of him when the meme was going around. But he buys like insanely expensive shoes. He'll drop like a couple hundred on a pair of shoes that he just doesn't wear because he doesn't want to get them dirty.
Yeah, I never understood that.
Like, there's some shoes that I like to buy that are nice, but then for the most part, I'm like, I'm totally okay with a $10 pair of Walmart shoes. Like, I needed some shoes to go to the gym in, and then I bought some Shaqs.
Some what?
Some Shaqs. Some Shaquilles.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, they work pretty well.
Yeah, just particularly for me, I really can't jip out on shoes just because of how bad my feet are.
Yeah.
Like, I'll spend a couple, like, about $120 on shoes, not because I want to or I'm trying to ball out. It's just because if I don't, my shins will get destroyed.
Yeah. Now, for my work boots, I did spend quite a bit on that. Like, I had to actually wait till my tax return come in, because I think my boots are around 300 or so, and I get a boot credit at work, so I got some of the money back, but I bought a pair of Red Wings. My dad bought me some a long time ago, and they're like brand new now, but they weren't steel toe, and I needed steel toe for work, and man, those are literally some of the best boots I ever bought. They're more comfortable than most shoes I've ever worn.
Yeah.
See, I'll ball out on some shoes, but I'm going to wear them into the ground.
That's kind of how I am.
Like, I don't care that, you know, they get a little dirty or anything. Like, that's just not, like, I, like, care less if they, like, get all filthy and stuff. You know, you just wash it out, and then you can, you know, still have it. It's still a shoe.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to stay, like, pristine and clean the entire time you have them. So what's the point of constantly dropping that money on shoes when they're not up to being as clean as they were?
And those shoes that I spend like a couple $100 on, I usually have them for years before I just wear a hole in them.
That's kind of how my boots are. Like, I wear them every day for 8 hours every day, and they still work fine after several years. I mean, obviously they have scuffs, marks, and stuff like that, but they're long from being trash.
Yeah.
Now, what are some of, like, the best deals you guys ever found?
I'm going to give, like, a category, maybe narrow it down.
Let's start with computer stuff, I guess.
Don't ask me.
All right.
No, don't ask me.
clothes, I guess.
I found some really good, like, polo shirts in Goodwill that fit just fine for about $5 a piece.
Goodwill is surprisingly good with dress clothes.
Yeah, like, if you want to take the time to, like, dig through and actually try them on, you can find, like, pretty much your size. You can't be so picky too much as to what the color is like and all that stuff, but...
I mean, I went to Goodwill once because I was trying to buy clothes, because I would go caving with Nick Young at times, and we just needed some shitty clothes, and so I would go to Goodwill to buy some clothes. And,
Was that
and
it?
No, yeah,
that's it.
But,
that's the whole thing.
Yeah, that's it. I would buy. I bought some. Where are they? It was a. God damn it. I'm struggling right now.
Oh, you're good.
I bought two Hawaiian shirts because they were just something nice and kind of casual. If you want some like really good like casual clothes, like Goodwill is a great store to go to.
Yeah, like, I feel like people a lot like donate more like casual stuff. I don't think you're gonna find any like really good quality band tees or anything, but they're gonna like donate that polo that they wore once or twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And depending on what area you're into, like if you're in an area that gets donations from a wealthier neighborhood, you can easily find some dress clothes there for like that'll fit you.
Yeah. I've been burned on some stores like that before. There's a lot of the return policies are kind of weird. Some of them don't have them, and
they don't want them back.
Yeah. But I bought a set of Xeon headlights, and I'm like, man, these are one hell of a deal. They're like half the original price. They look good. Put them in, didn't work. And I'm like, well, fuck. Instead of buying the actual good ones, I spent half the price on some that don't even work. So it's kind of a give or take, give and take kind of situation with those.
I mean, that's kind of how it is for everything.
True.
Some things you'll get burned on and some things you won't.
I think one of the best deals I've actually gotten recently was on some manscaping equipment.
Yeah?
Yeah, so this company called Manscaped was having a sale on one of their kits. So like they had like a razor, just like regular buzz. Like, you know, they have all the guards on it, different lengths and stuff.
Yeah.
They had one of those, and that by itself was like $50 or $60 if you just wanted to buy it alone. And but this deal also came with like a leather tote bag, came with a, like one of the old fashioned razors, not a straight blade, but the ones where you put the manual
like a razor
blade in it. Came with one of those for the little bit more closer shaves, and also came with some lotion so you wouldn't chafe down there.
Gotcha.
So like this whole deal is probably like worth a couple $100 if you bought them by itself, but the whole thing was worth less than the cost of the razor.
Pretty good.
I got the whole thing for about probably $60-$70 when that was just the original price of the razor.
See, now like I totally kind of drew a blank on this and I don't know why I haven't brought it up. I fucking love Dollar Tree. Like there is so many good ass nuggets there, man. It's like all my body wash and shit, like I buy it all at Dollar Tree because I'm like, okay, it smells good and it works pretty much the same. I'm like, what's the downside to spending $1 versus $2, which doesn't sound like a lot, but that shit adds up. And like,
well, and sometimes too, like they'll have name brands at just lower prices. Like you can get some like Irish Spring stuff.
Yeah, that's what I just bought, some Irish Spring bar soap. And like I did, like I needed some Goo Gone and I didn't need a fucking lot of it, so I bought this little teeny tiny jar or container of Goo Gone for like a, obviously a dollar, but like I won't ever use this ever again, so it's just kind of like a one-time use, need it for a little bit and then toss it.
Yeah,
but like little stupid shit like that, I buy a lot at Dollar Tree, like toothpicks. I even buy some of the food from Dollar Tree. Like, they have some decent stuff sometimes.
You can get some good snacks, too.
Yeah, their Stars and Stripes soda sucks ass, though. I agree with the snacks. They're really good.
I went there to do Christmas shopping, too. Like, not necessarily, like, the presents, but I went there and got a bunch of gift wrap and boxes. They're super cheap.
Yeah, definitely. I've done a lot of that. They actually have this wing sauce. I don't remember what it's called. But it's, like, some of the best. It's, like, buffalo sauce, but it's called wing sauce. It's like some of the best fucking buffalo sauce I ever had. Now what I've are gotten, go ahead.
There was one time I was hosting a party and I wanted it to be real fancy, so I wanted to get a matching set of dishes for like 14 people, which we just didn't have in our house, and so I just went to Dollar Tree and just got dishes and glasses for like $1 a piece. Probably walked out of there with all my stuff for like $30, just matching glasses and plates. And we still have them and just bring them out on occasion. They look fine. There's a little bit of irregularity. So like if you're kind of OCD about that kind of stuff, then maybe you'd want to look into a more expensive set. But if you just need them for a couple occasions.
Like, yeah.
I think I remember that party, Eric. Didn't you also get like the water? Like.
Yeah, I got a couple of like water bases, like glasses, at Aldi for like $3 a piece.
Now, what are some of the like name brand stuff that you like? You don't care about the cheap kind. Like you just kind of been burned too many times. Like you just like, okay, this I need to buy 100% name brand.
Things that I don't care about the name brand of.
No, like you don't care about the price. You want the name.
If you want the quality of that product.
I usually don't jip on condoms.
Yeah, that's probably a pretty good thing. I wouldn't go to the Dollar Tree to be shopping for my protection.
Well, if I just have a white box with black letters says condoms, I'm a little worried. I don't buy out of those dollar bins in Walmart where they have that stuff.
Yeah. See, now like I'll buy like headache medicine out of there, but I'm not going to buy like no condoms or anything out of that.
Or you could just not buy condoms.
Yeah, you just. But like I said, my work boots are something I don't really like to skimp on. $300 is one hell of a price tag, but I'm like, I wear those every day, all day, so I'm like, I kind of have to.
Mm-hmm.
Audio is kind of a thing. Or sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say like you don't want to jip on the stuff that you're gonna need every single day.
Yeah, like headphones and stuff. I try to get name brand. I fucking listen to music all the time, but there's some stuff where it's just like, okay, like my computer headphones, like that's when I'm going to really be listening to some like deep audio that I really need to hear all the highs and lows. So that's why I bought the Sennheisers for that. But then I'm like, I have my shitty, whatever they're called, AirPod wannabes for when I'm at the gym because I don't care that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't really think of any kind of, like, item that I would not, you know, that I have to get the name brand of. Like, I just don't care.
There's very
I'll take
few.
Whatever I get.
Like, Xbox controllers is kind of a weird one for me, but, like, I'm never going to buy, like, a Mad Cats remote because, I don't know, I just don't like them.
I had a Mad Cats for my PlayStation 3. It worked for, like, 3 weeks or so, maybe a month, and then it just stopped working. It was like a Modern Warfare 2 edition controller. And
I had a Mad Cat controller for my Nintendo GameCube.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I had a lot of them for like PS2 and GameCube and stuff like that.
It was
but ever since I bought my own stuff, like I just kind of bought name brand controllers.
I got to get a name brand console. Ain't no
Soldier Boy. Ouya, or whatever that thing was called.
Soldier Game.
Soldier Game.
Dude, don't be waiting on my Leapfrog.
Get me my 1 FPS Super Mario Bros.
Kind of a thing that I'm. Kind of goes back to the car thing. Like oil? I don't try to buy shitty oil.
Oh, yeah. When it comes to car stuff, you never want to get, like, shit brand of that. Because that could really. That could be more, like. Worse
that's
for you than
down the road.
It's like, I will say one thing. Like, SuperTech, the shitty Walmart brand oil, everybody generally shits on it. I even shit on it because I'm like, okay, I put Mobil 1 or if I can afford it, Royal Purple in my cars. But my dad had a 2000 Silverado and he only changed the oil with SuperTech. I couldn't even ever really tell you anytime he ever changed the oil filter. That motherfucker ran like a dream forever. He had almost 300,000 miles on it, and the only reason he got rid of the truck is because the body pretty much rusted out around the engine and transmission.
Yeah, that's a reason not to drive anymore.
Yeah, like when we sold it, he ended up selling it to our neighbor, I think last year, actually. And, the neighbor is just going to scrap the truck but take out the transmission and engine to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big-ass rust crack in the frame, too.
That's correct.
But I'm like, man, that's SuperTech. It must be doing something. Anyway, I guess as long as you change it regularly, it's going to be fine. But I prefer not to do that, so I go with the more expensive stuff. Kind of like a peace of mind thing, I guess. Along those lines, man, I will never not buy a pair of Rain-X wipers. They have changed my life. I've seen the light.
I've seen the road.
Yeah, I see shit now. It's crazy. But I guess that about wraps it up. I kind of touched all the bases I wanted to, and there's only so much shit you can talk about with bargain stores.
Yeah. But, really love me some bargain stores.
Yeah. There's so many that I like. I keep thinking of. Yeah, I feel like it's kind of coming back into style now, though.
Just there's just some things you don't have to spend full price on.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, if you want to sign yourselves out or whatever you want to call it, or if you have anything you want to talk about real quick, go ahead.
I'm good. Keep hunting them bargains.
All right, guys, I will see you all in the next... Well, not you guys, unless you want to be in it, but see everyone else in the next next episode of the Captain's Table podcast. We'll see you then.